KSRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Federal Aviation Administration says it's lifting all restrictions on commercial flights that were imposed during the government shutdown at 40 major U.S. airports. The agency said that airlines can resume their normal flight schedules beginning at this hour, 6 a.m. Eastern Time. The unprecedented order had been in place since early November and affected thousands of flights. The FAA said it was necessary to ease the strain on the aviation system and help manage staffing shortages at its air traffic control facilities during the government shutdown. President Trump says House Republicans should vote to release the files in the Jeffrey Epstein case. We get more from correspondent Andrew Stewart.
This marks a startling reversal after Mr. Trump previously fought the plan, as a growing number of Republicans supported it. Writing on social media Sunday night, the president says, quote, "We have nothing to hide," unquote.
Finnish President Alexander Stubb says no ceasefire is likely to happen in Ukraine anytime soon as the Ukraine war conflict drags on.
I'm not very optimistic about achieving a ceasefire or the beginning of peace negotiations, at least this year. I mean, perhaps if we get something going by February, March, that would be good.
In the Middle East, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing to oppose any attempt to establish a Palestinian state. He made those comments ahead of today's scheduled vote at the UN Security Council on a U.S.-drafted resolution that would leave the door open to Palestinian independence. Netanyahu has long ruled out Palestinian independence and asserted that it would reward Hamas. But he's facing growing international pressure to show flexibility, especially following the recently concluded war in Gaza. This is SRN News. A date has been set for a key Supreme Court case. Here's Michael Harrington.
The justices will sit on January 13th to hear arguments on the constitutionality of two state laws that bar boys from playing on girls' sports teams in Idaho and West Virginia. A growing number of states are passing similar statutes amidst backlash from parents, coaches, and feminists over the gradual invasion of female sports by males. A ruling in the case is expected in the summer of next year and promises to be another landmark. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Alabama Educational Television Commission might become the first state network to sever ties with the public broadcasting system. The possibility comes after President Trump and Congress withdrew funding for the nonprofit Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which provides grant money to public radio and TV. The president pointed to PBS's liberal leanings and promotion. This is SRN News. Switzerland recently hosted the World Cheese Awards.
Scores of judges in yellow aprons circle long rectangular tables arranged in rows before digging in. They either slice triangle wedges out of hard cheeses and press them to their noses, or use spreaders to scoop up soft, gooey cheeses. It was a blind taste test for the 265 odd judges on hand.
Got hits of fruit, lots of meaty notes, some ham stock, maybe even that sense of sort of bacon when you're like slightly hungover in the morning.
The winner, perhaps appropriately enough, was a special Swiss Gruyere. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Ford Motor Company is showing off its new world headquarters building in Dearborn, Michigan. The brand new HQ is double the size of its old one, with room for twice as many employees. It also has 7 restaurants, design studios, and fabrication shops. Also, of course, cars. More details at srnnews.com.